But our first thoughts are those of grief for the family of American hostage Kayla Jean Mueller. Just a few days ago, they were awaiting proof of life for the only known remaining U.S. hostage being held by the Islamic State. Today, confirmation that the 26-year-old humanitarian worker is dead. ISIS claims killed by a Jordanian airstrike, as though that means, if confirmed, they bear no responsibility for her death. Joining me now from the Jordanian capital, Amman, is Rana Swice, freelance journalist for The New York Times. Welcome back, Rana.
Thanks for having me.
So what's the reaction in Jordan? Certainly the claim by ISIS that it was an airstrike that killed Ms. Mueller is not necessarily credible.
Yes, as you know, we cannot get any confirmation that it was Jordanian jets that bombed that building in particular, and also that, in fact, Kayla was actually there and not murdered before the air campaign. So I think in Jordan, we have spoken to government officials when the ISIS announced this at the beginning, and there was vehemently they were denying that they would do such a thing, or if not that it's not possible, but we have no confirmation.
And can you remind us of just how manipulative ISIS or the ISIS negotiators were when there was supposedly negotiations going on for the Jordanian pilot, who we later learned was burned alive in a cage?
Yes. At the beginning, they asked for Kenji Goto in exchange for a militant that was a would-be suicide bomber in 2005, responsible for the bombing of three hotels in Jordan, that she was put on death row but was awaiting sentencing. And what happened was Jordanians said that they would exchange Sajida Arishawi, the would-be bomber, for Kenji Goto and proof of life that Muad is actually alive. And that did not happen, and they kept saying that, you know, if you don't give us Sajida, we will kill him. But in fact, he was already killed for 1 month.
And that means that it's conceivable that Kayla had been dead for quite some time.
Yes.
What are Jordanian
exactly.
officials saying about that?
Actually, ISIS said they would kill her if the family didn't pay nearly $7 million by August 13, 2014. This is according to a source that's close to the family. And what happened after the deadline is totally unclear. So we don't know what happened. Exactly. One of the things that people here are suspecting is that she was already dead, unfortunately.
So there's been really no news of her since August.
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Moving forward now, in Jordan, what's the political reaction to these developments? And since the pilot was killed and since the executions took place of the ISIS detainees, what's happened?
Well, Jordan has stepped up its thousands of troops are now, according to NBC News, thousands of troops have been deployed to the Iraqi border. This is the latest that we are hearing as it ramps up its campaign against ISIS, who of course, as you said, set our Jordanian pilot ablaze. Also, the troops were sent, according to NBC, to prevent the infiltration of ISIS fighters into Jordan, and at the same time, as a show of force. Jordan has unleashed up to approximately 20 missions per day by Jordanian jets targeting ISIS positions in Syria. The UAE and its F-16s have been stationed in Jordan and took part in airstrikes. Of course, the UAE stopped its air campaign after Muad al-Kassasbi, the Jordanian pilot, was kidnapped by ISIS and his plane went
down. It seems as though the UAE has resumed its participation
exactly.
in the coalition. Rana Swice, freelance journalist for The New York Times, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.